precise news on the hour. Real country. No limitations. WKCA Moorhead. CBS News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
CBS News Brief. A foreign aid package has passed the House, which will send funds to help Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It now goes for a final vote in the Senate and then to the president's desk. Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
A fourth foreign aid policy bill has passed that paves the way for a possible ban of TikTok. Our tech contributor Ian Schur on the challenge.
One of the toughest aspects of this whole thing, the government's insistence that there is a national security threat with TikTok, yet it hasn't actually made its case to the public.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on the importance of opening statements that begin tomorrow, a vote, and driving that bus, Speaker Mike Johnson, who has some
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. The Winchester community mourned the loss of Sergeant William Marty Jackson yesterday, who served 50 years in law enforcement and passed away last Sunday from health issues while on duty. The police department says that Jackson was a former chief of police serving from 1989 to 2008. The Jessamine County Sheriff's Office posted on social media that AT&T is updating its phone system and that anyone with their service cannot call 911. The post from the Sheriff's Office states it is not a dispatch issue. A post from Kentucky Baseball alerted fans to the issue, asking those who attended yesterday's game to bring cash for portable concession stands. They cited AT&T internet outages as the issue. Yesterday, Baptist Health held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new medical center in Hamburg. Although the property was purchased in 2009, the project did not break ground until 2020. The $253 million investment will bring an emergency room, cancer research, outpatient services, and surgery center to the area. The facility's goal is to serve more Kentuckians in central and eastern portions of the state. And police are investigating in Lexington after a story went viral about a local Airbnb. A woman claims to have been the target of human traffickers while staying at a home in Masterson Station. Reviews on the Airbnb show there were safety issues with locks, including over a year ago. A door allegedly kept closed with a piece of 2x4. Neighbors said there are quite a few short-term rentals in the Masterson Station area. The city of Lexington passed rules for short-term rentals last summer, requiring owners to have a permit from the Division of Planning and be licensed by the Division of Revenue. That's been a look at some of the news. sports, and weather when we return.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save some money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
Spring has arrived. Shower yourself with huge savings you'll find all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Bonus Beef Bottom Round Roast is specially priced at only $5.99 a pound. Our family mac and cheese dinners, only 69 cents, and a box of Nestle's Delicious Drumsticks, specially priced just $3.49. Don't miss these and all the other super springtime savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Turning now to a look at high school baseball. It was Estill County over Hazard, 1-0 in the Blake Crow Memorial Classic in the Doc Morris Invitational. It was Lewis County over Lord Memorial, 10-6, and Lewis County over Newport, 16-0. Nicholas County over Holmes, 14-2 in five innings. Round County beat Scott, 11-8, and Villa Madonna over Nicholas County, 4-1. In the Gary Ishmael Classic, Fleming County over Pendleton County, 4-1, and Mason beats East Carter, 8-2. And in other games, Model beat Morgan County, 9-7. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball, Bath County spent the weekend in Owensboro at the 2A state tournament. The Lady Cats won 2 out of 3 games and finished in third place. Ashton Barrett and Kylie Hodson were named to the all-tournament team. In the championship game, Harrison County defeated Lawrence County by a score of 8-6. And in Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds pick up another win against the Los Angeles Angels, 7-5. They'll finish their series today at 1:40, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast, here is meteorologist Emily McKinney.
We've got some clouds around, but we should see more sun as the day moves on. We'll keep dry, too, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, lows drop even further into the 30s, making for spots of frost possible. Monday warms up more to the mid-60s, which is closer to normal, and it comes with full sunshine.
Thank you, Emily. Gateway Area Depth Notice is next.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Hafler, two brothers, Estill and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 o'clock today at the Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation, noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Ohio, retiring after 27 and a half years of service with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War-era Navy veteran, member of the Homeworth Masonic Lodge No. 499, Scottish Rite, and Tadmore Shrine Temple. He was of the Free Will Baptist faith. Survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, daughter, Jonda Carnes, brothers Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, sister Maxine Harris, 5 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Graveside services, 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park. Military rights presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. Masonic services conducted 7 p.m. this evening by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge, number 629. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill, in charge of arrangements for Jake Rose. And Billy Ray Conway, 90, of Hillsboro, the husband of Shirley Conway, passed away Thursday at St. Clair Healthcare. In addition to his wife, survived by two sons, Wayne and Raymond Conway, daughter, Robin Heine, two sisters, Polly Hurst and Jane Humphreys, a brother, Leslie Conway, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral services, 11 a.m. Monday at the Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial to follow in the Hillsboro Cemetery. Full military honors presented by Fleming Franklin Sousley, BFW Post 1834, and American Legion Post No. 5, and Moorhead American Legion Post No. 126. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening and 9 a.m. till time of services Monday at the funeral home. Masonic rites will be presented 7:30 this evening by the Ewing 551 Favorite Lodge. The funeral home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Billy Ray Conway. And that's been a look at news this 21st day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
WKCA.
Trod an old, holy path.
broke all of my chains just that I could still go free. Oh, that I could still go to live, and I was not fear.